This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver police have issued two missing indigenous person alerts this week. The most recent one issued this morning is for a 26-year-old man who's experiencing homelessness. Earlier this week, police issued an alert for a 16-year-old girl. The alert system is a new statewide tool aimed at solving cases in the indigenous community that has a disproportionately high rate of missing people. Colorado researchers have identified disparities in who got life-saving lung treatment after they got COVID-19. A new study says insurance data found men got the treatment more often than women. The same was true for people with private insurance instead of those with Medicaid. Here's Denver Health Dr. Anuj Mehta.
We don't understand where the disparities are coming from, and that's really should be the focus of some really aggressive research.
The life support treatment called ECMO helps people breathe after they get sick. The city of Colorado Springs has filed a countersuit against the company that built the new Pikes Peak Summit Complex. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The lawsuit comes about a month after GE Johnson filed a suit claiming the city hasn't paid the full bill for the project. At issue are unanticipated costs due to delays in construction, which the company blames on the city. Neither side will confirm the amount, but court documents show it's at least $1 million over the initial agreement. The countersuit calls GE Johnson's work on a parking lot at the site unacceptable and says the wastewater system isn't up to par. The city also denies responsibility for slowing down the project, calling the initial lawsuit frivolous and groundless. Both entities declined to comment on the pending litigation. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
In Colorado Springs and along the Front Range, cold and cloudy later today and tonight, chance of snow through tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.